This is WHYY's Morning Edition. Good morning. I'm Jennifer Lin. On Morning Edition, we continue to check in with individuals in our listening area to ask them how they're doing during the coronavirus outbreak. And today we hear from Emily Kramer-Golenkoff. She's a co-founder of Emily's Entourage, a nonprofit that advocates for accelerated research for new treatments and a cure for debilitating illnesses like cystic fibrosis, which she has. Kramer-Golenkoff is an internationally recognized patient advocate who lives in Ardmore. She was diagnosed with CF as a newborn. I asked her if she ever imagined life without the disease that affects her lungs and digestive system.
No. There's no point in my life that I remember not having CF. Being diagnosed at 6 weeks old, it's really the only reality that I've ever known. It's so embedded in my sense of life and self that I think it's sort of impossible for me to separate.
Give us a sense of your routine, what you have to do for self-care.
Sure. So, you know, one of the really unique aspects of cystic fibrosis is that not only is it a progressive and fatal disease, but also carries with it a tremendous treatment burden that is almost unlike any other disease of its kind. So every single day I spend about 4 to 5 hours on different treatments. You know, I inhale tons of different medications. I do a therapy vest that shakes me to help dislodge the mucus that builds up in my lungs. And that's at my baseline when I'm healthiest. And so as a result of that, I have chosen to take really extreme precautions and try at all costs to avoid any exposure to COVID. So I've now been in strict lockdown for about 3 weeks.
Emily, what does that strict lockdown look like?
I am staying with family and we stay in the house. You know, we take one walk a day where we dodge people. We've developed a staging area outside. We leave packages out for a number of days and then we disinfect them with soap and water, then with Clorox, then with soap and water again. And we're also not seeing any other people and are really committed to staying COVID free.
Something else I've learned, we spoke a little bit before this interview, is you said you can't actually be physically with someone else who has CF.
Yeah, that's true. People with CF cannot be together. We have dangerous bacteria that lives in our lungs and is only transmissible to other people with CF. So it poses no risk to healthy people and to anyone else in the community. So as a result, we can't ever be with the only other people in the world who are living with the same disease as we are.
But you and others within the CF community are pros at connecting virtually on your computers, on your phones. It's what you do.
A lot of my close friends with CF are people I've never met and never will meet. And yet, you know, I know some of the most intimate details of their lives, but I don't know some of the simplest ones.
Emily, your foundation advocates for CF education, research, and drug development, but much of that is halted so experts can find a way to stop COVID-19. What are your thoughts on this?
I hope that the world is realizing the critical life-saving value of research and drug development. Because at the end of the day, when our lives are all in peril, that's the thing that saves us. People in the CF community and other rare disease communities have always known that, and hopefully the rest of the world is realizing that too.
Are you scared right now?
Yeah, petrified. My biggest fear is just needing care for CF and not being able to get it or not being willing to get it because the risks outweigh the benefits. For someone like me with really advanced stage disease, I don't have a cushion. You can become paralyzed with fear, and that's not helpful either. You know, I need my immune system to be strong. I try to really focus on what I can control and not drown in persistent fear.
Emily Kramer-Golenkoff of Emily's Entourage. For more information about her foundation, you can go to emilysentourage.org. You're listening to WHYY. It's Morning Edition.